Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1739. Why Increasing Your Income Won't Solve Your Financial Problems by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Why Increasing Your Income Won't Solve Your Financial Problems by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. I remember the day I received my first job offer, a $38,000 annual income. For a young guy right out of college, this seems like an absolute boatload of money. I felt like Scrooge McDuck swimming through his vault of gold coins. That same year, I leased an Audi convertible, bought my first home with 10% down, and traveled on a week-long vacation to Mexico using my home equity line of credit, or HELOC. I was in my early 20s. I was living paycheck to paycheck, but I didn't care. I was having a blast. A few years later, I was able to increase my salary to $48,000. I decided that if I really wanted to make the big bucks, then I needed to go back to school and get my MBA. It would be a lot of hard work, and it would cost me $40,000 over the years I would be studying. But I thought, hey, that's what you have to do to really increase your income, right? Around my 27th birthday, I received a promotion that increased my salary to $70,000 per year. I was ecstatic. This was the most money I've ever made in my whole life, and I felt like I was on top of the world. Reality strikes. Even though that $70,000 income number sounded like rockstar status to me, I continually felt strapped for cash, and I didn't understand why. How could I be making almost double my original income and have nothing to show for it? Around this time, the housing market crashed. My HELOC that I had been using as an ATM was no longer available to me all of a sudden. The bank told me that my home value had decreased so much that I no longer had equity in my home. What the heck is equity? You mean I can't get money to go to Coachella this year? What the f***? Luckily, I had a stable job and I was able to keep my position despite the pending Great Recession. This lack of available funds got me curious, though. I decided to read some personal finance books to try to get a better understanding of my disastrous money situation. There was one phrase that continually stood out to me during my research: net worth. Net worth versus income. Now, I had heard the term net worth before, but I never quite grasped the concept. I thought since I'm making $70,000 per year, I must be doing quite well. My net worth must be way up there. Nope. My net worth was negative $50,000. So it was really my net unworth. Evidently, my accumulation of stuff over the years, including leased cars, an underwater mortgage, student loans, and a HELOC, was a negative drain on my net worth figure. Who knew? How do you calculate your net worth? For those who want to know what I didn't know, you can easily calculate your net worth right now. Total up all of your assets, your cash, investments, properties, vehicles, etc. This is what you own. Then total up all of your liabilities, like your debts, student loans, mortgages, lines of credit. This is what you owe. Subtract your liabilities from your assets, and voila, you have your net worth. Assets minus liabilities equals net worth. Change, please. Now, it wasn't bad that my income continued to rise. In fact, that was the only thing keeping me afloat. From this point forward, I was determined to make a major change in my net worth figures. It would be a combination of increasing my income and eliminating this nasty debt I had accumulated over the years. Shortly after this epiphany, I focused intently and paid off $50,000 in debt in around 12 months. This rapid change came through reducing my expenses, living on a monthly zero-based budget with my wife, and spending well below our income each month. Yes, it required me to get rid of my leased car, not eat out as much, and not attend as many concerts. But honestly, I was more excited about the direction we were heading in than any of those things I had as a part of my former debt-filled life. The passion for change and desire for financial freedom continued as the years passed in our new marriage. Today, my wife and I are still chugging away at this new net worth-focused life of ours. Our net worth has gone from zero at the time of our marriage in 2010 to $640,000 this year. We also plan to pay off the mortgage on our house in the next few months. Life is looking bright now for our family. I'm still working hard to increase my income every year, but I now realize that income isn't everything. My income can go away in an instant. If they felt like it, my employer could dump me tomorrow for whatever reason they choose. My income would be gone, but my net worth would still be intact. I feel a lot more secure with a high net worth as opposed to a high salary as well. Better protection and more security sound like excellent reasons to skyrocket your net worth to me. If you're able to earn a high income and build a high net worth, then you're really living the dream. You just listened to the post titled, Why Increasing Your Income Won't Solve Your Financial Problems by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I enjoyed this article because realizing that a high income wasn't going to solve all my problems was a big wake-up call for me. I remember in college, one of my professors made a passive comment that if you can be earning six figures by the time you're 30, you'd be doing really well. I took that to heart and was thrilled to reach that level before 30 years old. But income is only one piece of the puzzle when it comes to financial success. The thing that matters so much more than income is the gap between income and expenses. This is the thing I should have been focused on all along. Wealth is built in the gap. We grow the gap by increasing income and reducing expenses. We protect the gap by making sure we don't fall victim to lifestyle inflation. We monitor the gap by tracking our expenses, budgeting, and calculating our savings rate each month. And we can deploy the gap to get our money working for us in a variety of ways. We can deploy or use the gap to pay off debt, build an emergency fund, and invest for our future. A focus on the gap is really about money management. And this is a much more powerful and reliable way to build wealth than solely focusing on growing income. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great start to your week, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.